Chapter 7. Education Prior to Enrollment. Scene 1-1. Listen to a story and visualize. I am going to read a story to you now. I want you to draw what you visualized from the story on some blank paper. Taro's Sunday. Today is Sunday. It's the day that Taro has been waiting for to go to the amusement park with his dad. Dad, waiting for Taro outside, was calling to Taro.
Come on, we are leaving soon. Beep, beep.
What's that sound? Yes, it's the car horn. So how will Taro go to the amusement park? Yes, he is going by car. I wonder what color the Taro's family car is. We have a clear, sunny day today. What would the color of the sky be then? Yeah, blue. As Taro arrived at the park, he couldn't hold in his excitement. He wanted to ride the attraction as soon as possible. Jingle, jingle. Wait, what is this ride? It is the one that everyone wants to ride in the amusement park. Yes, that is the sound of a merry-go-round. What kind of rides does a merry-go-round have? Yes, there are horses. Yes, there are horse carriages as well. There's a float with lights on it. There are some soldiers marching. There's also a pumpkin horse carriage. There's even a queen marching. It's fun. After spending a great day with his dad, Taro went back home. Ding dong! Hey, what's that sound? Yes. Taro pressed the doorbell. And what do you think Taro said to his mom, waiting for him at home? Yes, he said, I'm home. And then, what did his mommy say? Yes, she said, welcome back home. Based on the story that I've just read to you, I want you to draw a picture of what you've imagined. We will be using paints, but it may be challenging to imagine if you paint straight away. So draw what you have imagined lightly using your pencil at first. For example, if you imagine the scene where Taro is about to get in Dad's car and draw it, what's the color of the car? Is it big or small? If you draw the car so that it fills up the paper, you won't be able to draw Taro getting into the car. Also, you should think about how his dad looked when he was waiting for Taro. What do you imagine his dad looks like? Does he wear glasses? Is he big? What color of clothes does he wear? Does Taro wear a cap? Does he carry a water bottle? Perhaps some of you have missed some details of my story, so let me read it once again. Things that come into your mind can change quickly, so this time I'll be silent as I finish reading the story. I then want you to sketch on the paper what you came up with straight away. Once you are sure about what to draw, then you can start using the paint. Even when we hear the same story, you will not imagine the same thing as your neighbors, or even have the same color combinations as others. There aren't good or bad drawers. Anything is all right. It is important to draw pictures that each one of you imagined. Okay, I'm going to read it again now. Taro's Sunday. Today is Sunday. It's the day that Taro has been waiting for to go to the amusement park with his dad. Dad, waiting for Taro outside, was calling to Taro.
Come on, we are leaving soon. Beep, beep.
What's that sound? Yes, it's the car horn. So how will Taro go to the amusement park? Yes, he is going by car. I wonder what color the Taro's family car is. We have a clear, sunny day today. What would the color of the sky be then? Yeah, blue. As Taro arrived at the park, he couldn't hold in his excitement. He wanted to ride the attraction as soon as possible. Jingle, jingle. Wait, what is this ride? It is the one that everyone wants to ride in the amusement park. Yes, that is the sound of a merry-go-round. What kind of rides does a merry-go-round have? Yes, there are horses. Yes, there are horse carriages as well. There's a float with lights on it. There are some soldiers marching. There's also a pumpkin horse carriage. There's even a queen marching. It's fun. After spending a great day with his dad, Taro went back home. Ding dong! Hey, what's that sound? Yes, Taro pressed the doorbell. And what do you think Taro said to his mom, waiting for him at home? Yes, he said, I'm home. And then, what did his mommy say? Yes, she said, welcome back home.